What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 108. In this episode, I'll discuss the treatment of drug-induced torsades. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode108. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. When responding to Code Blue, rapid response calls, and other medical emergencies, take the stairs instead of the elevator whenever possible. I discuss this and much more in my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies. Shout out to Pharmacy Steven for leaving a review on my book at Amazon. Steven wrote, "A great read for pharmacists of all ages. I've been a critical care pharmacist for years and attended many codes. I still found lots of advice in this book that I plan to put into action. I particularly like the advice on the pharmacist's role in Code Blue and all the little tips to help ensure patient safety. It's a quick read and would be great required reading for residents." Thanks, Steven. Torsades, or polymorphic ventricular tachycardia, is a rare but life-threatening arrhythmia. It can be the result of congenital or acquired or drug-induced long QT syndrome. As pharmacists, we'll spend a disproportionate amount of our time attempting to prevent drug-induced torsades compared to the time we will spend treating it. Back in episode 12, I discussed how I evaluate drug interactions related to prolonged QTC interval and the risk of torsades. The best treatments for torsades are electricity and magnesium, but the order and technique for these treatments depend on the state of the patient. If the patient is hemodynamically unstable or in cardiac arrest, immediate defibrillation should be performed. This should be followed by 2 grams of magnesium sulfate IV push over 1 to 2 minutes. If the patient is hemodynamically stable, or if they are conscious, magnesium sulfate is given first before electricity. The dose of magnesium sulfate in this case is 2 grams infused over 15 minutes. A slower infusion rate is indicated here because the rapid infusion of magnesium in a patient with a pulse may result in severe hypotension or asystolic arrest. This dose of magnesium can be delivered by infusing a 2-gram and 50-ml mini bag at a rate of 200 mLs per hour. Magnesium is effective in the treatment of torsades even if the patient does not have a low magnesium level. If magnesium fails to work, electricity in the form of transvenous overdrive pacing to a rate of 100 beats per minute should be used next. Another possible treatment for torsades in the conscious patient who does not respond to magnesium is an isoproterenol infusion. Start the isoproterenol at 0.1 mics per kilo per minute and titrate to 100 beats per minute. Remember that isoproterenol is only indicated in acquired or drug-induced long QT syndrome, not in congenital long QT syndrome. Now, depending on where in the hospital the patient experiences torsades, it will likely be faster to get transvenous pacing started than an isoproterenol infusion. Now, there are some special circumstances when other therapies are indicated for torsades. For torsades that's the result of quinidine, sodium bicarbonate should be administered. Alkalizing the serum with sodium bicarbonate will decrease the amount of quinidine that is active on the heart. Despite the broadly publicized recommendation to treat quinidine-associated torsades with sodium bicarbonate, I cannot find a recommended dose anywhere. If I were to encounter such a patient, I would probably give IV push sodium bicarbonate until the torsades resolved, followed by a continuous infusion of 100 MEQ sodium bicarbonate in a liter of D5W, kind of like how you would treat tricyclic overdose. For torsades that is the result of sotalol, hemodialysis should be considered, especially if torsades persist despite standard therapy. Now, simultaneous with treatment for torsades, efforts should be made to correct modifiable risk factors for torsades, such as discontinuing the offending medications and correcting hypokalemia and hypomagnesemia. listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.